With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Thousands of firefighters still battling one of the largest wildfires in history, the Park Fire in Northern California. It has charred more than 400,000 acres. Public Information Officer Devin Terrell.
There's still a few thousand structures that are threatened, and we do have just over 500 structures that have been destroyed. I can also report that there's been zero civilian injuries, zero firefighter injuries, or fatalities.
Getting stronger by the hour, Tropical Storm Debbie moving toward Florida, expected to become a full-fledged hurricane before it comes ashore sometime likely tomorrow morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is going to drop a lot of rain across many parts of the state, but certainly the northern part of the state. We already have saturation in those areas, so you are going to be at risk of flooding.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson praising Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's decision Friday to reverse the plea deals announced for three prisoners accused of helping to plan the 9/11 attack. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
In a statement posted on X, Speaker Johnson said, quote, "The Biden-Harris administration is correct to reverse course after receiving letters from at GOP Oversight and at HASC Republicans launching investigations into this terrible plea." The Pentagon faced a wave of criticism from the right following the announcement of the plea deal, which would have taken the death penalty off the table for the prisoners in exchange for a guilty plea. Representative James Comer, chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, announced that the committee was investigating the plea deal on Friday morning ahead of Austin's announcement.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. And this is SRN News. Cleanup continues 2 weeks after Hurricane Beryl.
It's been more than 2 weeks since southeast Texas was hit by a Category 1 hurricane. The storm left widespread power outages and devastated communities. The Christian Relief Agency Samaritan's Purse sent relief supplies and equipment, and volunteer teams are still on the ground clearing debris, tarping roofs, and mudding out homes. Volunteers are sharing the gospel and offering spiritual care. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Nigerian bishop in the United Methodist Church resigning from his position to protest the denomination's stance on homosexuality. UMC has been split after allowing some same-sex marriage. In a letter, Nigerian Bishop John Wesley Johanna writes he and all the delegates in the Nigerian Episcopal area were leaving the UMC, and instead they're going to join the more conservative Global Methodist Church. This is SRN News. Death toll rising in Mogadishu.
Police in Somalia say around three dozen people died and more were wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. A witness named Omar Elmi spoke to the AP and recounted the attack. I couldn't tell, but I saw many people falling down on the beach as soon as the unexpected explosion occurred, followed by gunfire. Some people fainted, others were in shock, some died, and others were injured. A police spokesperson said that one soldier was killed and that the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate, Al-Shabaab, said that its fighters carried out the attack. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Meanwhile, new figures have now come in from Mogadishu. Authorities say today alone, at least 105 people have died, and that includes 14 police officers. More details at SRNnews.com.